哇，我真的很感恩啊。
We are really thankful.
是啦，现在是这个青年报道的时代。
So we are in the era of youth evangelism.
我相信我这些看起来很年轻的。
You know, I had this youthful look.
还有这个真是年轻的耀基。
And we have the pastor who is truly young.
都相信我们可以影响这个时代。
We believe that we can influence this generation.
因为这个时代现在很需要光。
Because this generation is desperate for light.
大家家里有没有试过停电啊？
Have you ever experienced power cut?
我啱啱咧上個禮拜我屋企停電喎。
Last week we had power cuts at my place。
突然之間，卜一聲咧，全間屋咧冇曬電。
Suddenly, the electricity went off。
咁咧，我哋咧好在有手機啦，即刻開個燈啦嚇，咁啊睇下個電箱有咩事。
So we have a mobile phone. We turn on the torch, so we were able to check on the power box。
咁發覺咧，應該唔係我屋企裏頭嘅問題，應該係咧出面 lobby 咧嗰個燈箱咧係要拍翻個掣喎。
So something wrong with the power box outside our place at the lobby。
我老公係工程師，佢咁講嘅喎嚇。
That's according to my husband, who is an engineer。
結果我哋打俾個管理員啦。
So we called up the management office。
我屋企喺52楼
We live on the 52nd floor.
好在咧啲 lift 冇停到
，but the lifts were still operating.
咁好快咧，15分钟之内咧，嗰个管理员帮我哋喺出面拍翻个掣咧，有翻光明啦。
So the guard came up and then we turned on the lights and everything was back to normal.
但系大家谂下，如果你屋企停电
，if there was power cut at your house，
你冇手机
，without mobile phone，
你打开个门出面嗰个 lobby 咧，个 lift 咧全部停晒，黑掹掹嘅。
The lift was out of order, all in darkness.
呢个时候你最需要乜嘢啊
？What do you need most at the time？
你个管理员咧又系喺个地下，你住52楼咁样啊
？So you live on the 52nd floor, and then you have the caretaker down on the ground floor.
呢个时候你唔系需要管理员
，You do not need caretaker.
你需要光
，You need light.
月立2019
Acceptable 2019
仲有两个礼拜就完晒啦。
Two more weeks it will be gone。
喺今年嘅六月咧，香港发生咗好多嘅事情。
In starting from June, a lot of things were happening in Hong Kong。
进入一个咧，我哋从来冇经历过嘅黑暗。
We are in this darkness which never experienced before。
香港好似跳咗掣咁啊
！It's like we have power cuts in Hong Kong。
咁香港嘅出路喺边度咧
？So what is the way out for Hong Kong？
香港的光在哪里呢
Where is the light for Hong Kong?
请你跟隔壁哥哥说
Turn to your neighbor
耶稣就是光
Jesus is the light
请你再说
Tell your neighbor again
你就是要为神发光
You shall shine for God
我们今天要看看旧约的撒母耳记
Today we want to read on Samuel on the New Testament
同樣咧，舊約亦都有一個非常黑暗嘅年代。
In the time of an Old Testament, there was a dark age.
我哋睇第三章。
We want to read First Samuel chapter 3.
首先，我哋讀一至到三節。
We want to read verse 1-3.
好，我哋一齊讀啊。
In your own language， 童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和華。當那些日子，耶和華的言語稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿里约柜那里还没有熄灭撒母耳已经睡了
我们看看经文的内容
Let's read the scriptures
黑暗中的等候
So waiting in the midst of darkness
当时是非常之黑暗的
It was such a dark time
以利呢是当时的祭司
Eli was a high priest
他亦都是士师
He was also the judge
亦都系军事嘅领袖
，He was also the military leader，
系一个国家嘅元首
，He was the governor of the nation。
但系咧，佢喺第二节话
，And in verse 2，
佢眼目昏花，看不分明
，His eye was becoming too weak that he could not see。
佢喺一个完全咧灵里面昏沉嘅状态里面
，So spiritually he was in complete slumber。
大家可以谂一谂啊，而家有一个咧世界嘅强国。
So imagine there is a very strong nation.
应该系话咧一个咧好渣嘅国家先啱啊。
Or maybe someone a country that is very weak.
有一个当时嘅领袖。
There was a leader.
啊，佢咧就管理国家好无能啊。
He was very weak in managing the country.
并且佢有两个仔。
And he had two sons.
佢两个仔咧都系祭司。
Two of his sons, both of them were priests.
即系代表咧都系政府嘅高级官员啊。
So they are high rank officers of the government.
佢哋喺撒母耳记嘅二章咧，圣经咁形容噶。
In First Samuel. chapter 2, the Bible describes them. They were squanderers.
做祭司是恶人哦。
They were priests, but they were also squanderers.
他们不认识耶和华。
They did not know the Lord.
他们做什么事呢?
What did they do?
有人去献祭的时候,
someone went to offer sacrifices.
他们不要肉烧了。
They did not want the meat to be roast.
生的就已经要立了去了。
They want to take the meat raw.
并且咧，佢哋如果啲人唔俾佢咧，佢哋就要抢、哦。
If people refuse to give it to them, they would take it by force。
并且喺二章廿二节话咧，佢哋同当时咧喺圣殿侍奉嘅妇人咧苟合。
And also, they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tents of meeting。
即系国家最高嘅领导人嗰两个仔啊。
So the governors, the two sons of him,
将嗰啲纳税人嘅钱咧，全部就侵吞。
They took away all the taxpayers' money。
仲同啲高政府嗰啲高嘅女官员咧，发生好多嘅苟合嘅事情。
And they slept with the women of the high officials。
你谂下呢一个国家系咪非常之黑暗啊
？So this nation was in complete darkness。
并且咧喺呢一个嘅经文有讲。
And also in the Bible tells us。
二章十七节话。
Chapter 2 verse 17。
话作他们使人厌弃给耶和华献祭啊。
That the people abhor the offering of the Lord.
这两个仔呢令到啲人唔想同神献祭。
Because of these two sons, people do not want to offer to the Lord.
他们真是大大得罪神。
So they sin greatly against the Lord.
如果大家想下有一个香港最大教会的牧者。
Imagine a pastor of the largest church of Hong Kong.
他下面那两个仔呢都在教会服侍。
The two of his sons also serve in the church.
但他呢侵吞弟兄姊妹的奉献、哦。
But he took away all the offering money of brothers and sisters.
仲同咧敬拜队苟合
，and slept with the worship team。
哇，我真系冇眼睇啊
！So you really find it disgusting。
系咪好黑暗啊
？It was such a dark time。
你系呢间最大教会嘅会友啊
！And you are the congregation member of this large church。
你谂下你嘅心情系几咁嘅厌烦啊
！How would you feel? How disgusted you were？
即系好多人咧要离开呢个教会啊
！So a lot of people want to leave the church。
当时。以色列就系面对咁大嘅问题。
So that's what Israel was facing at the time.
所以第一节咁样讲。
So verse one it says here.
当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions.
神咪唔想讲嘢啊。
God, it's not that God didn't want to speak.
但以利唔听啊。
But Eli did not listen to God.
佢唔单止唔听啊。
Not only did he not listen.
佢仲纵容佢两个仔，唔去提醒佢哋，唔去责备佢哋。
He allows his son to indulge in this sin. He didn't.
神讲嘢嘅时候，佢唔单止冇回应。
When God spoke, he didn't respond.
佢仲眼目昏花，挂住瞓觉。
And his eyes were so dim that he only indulged himself in sleep.
你谂下呢个更黑暗嘅世代。
In that dark age,
所以神都唔同佢哋讲嘢啦。
God didn't speak to them anymore.
去到第三节咁讲。
In verse 3 it says,
神嘅灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭。
The lamp of God had not yet gone out.And where the ark of God was.
雖然咁黑暗,
even though it was such a dark time,
但是神的灯仍然燃点,
the lamp of God was still on,
还没有熄灭,
it had not gone out.
即是无论一个环境几咁黑暗,
even though the situation was so dark,
神仍然会工作,
God still works.
我们就在黑暗当中去等候神工作,
so we wait in the darkness for God's work.
而在黑暗当中神做些什么呢?
So what does God do in the midst of darkness?
在第三节也都这样说的, 灯还没有熄灭, 撒母耳已经睡了。
And in verse 3 it says that the lamb of God had not yet gone out and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord.
第三节原文的直接翻译是这样说的。
So the direct translation of verse 3,
撒母耳睡在耶和华殿内神的约柜那里。
Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was.
撒母耳睡在耶和华殿内神的约柜那里。
So Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was.
耶和华的约柜呢是放在会幕的。
So the ark of God was placed in the tabernacle.
而放约柜的地方呢是至圣所。
The ark of God was placed in the most high place.
大祭司呢一年只可以入去一次呢为百姓来到去献祭的。
So for the high priest, he only entered once a year to offer sacrifices for all the people.
但你想想一个撒母耳他当时是童子应该是十零岁左右啦。
But imagine the boy Samuel, he probably was a teenager.
睡在个约柜旁边、哦。
He was lying just right next to the ark.
你看这个以利。
Look at this Eli.
乜嘢規矩都唔理噶啦。
He ignored all these rules and regulations。
當然佢好信任撒母耳啦。
Of course he trusted Samuel。
有啊撒母耳喺度侍奉約櫃。
So because Samuel was ministering to the Lord。
但係佢咧神所定立啲規矩，佢全部都唔理啊。
But he ignored all the rules and regulations set by God。
本來係一年一次大祭司去贖罪噶。
It should be once a year high priest entered to offer sacrifices。
但係佢自己親自去破咗呢一個例啦。
But he himself broke the rule。
獻祭都冇用。
So even with sacrifices, it's useless.
所以有陣時當權決策者，佢哋可能係好無能噶。
So maybe the policy maker were very weak, incompetent.
我哋俾佢帶領，咁點算啊
？So we are under their leading. What should we do?
咁黑暗，我哋可以做啲乜嘢啊
？In such a dark time, what could we do?
我哋等候神嘅工作。
We wait for God to move.
我哋等候神嘅工作。
We wait for God to move.
因為神係。昔在、今在、永在嘅神
，because he was, he is, and is to come。
佢喺呢一个地方，佢要寻找能够听到佢声音嘅人。
In this place, he was looking for someone who listened to him。
冇错啦，喺呢个世代嘅里面
，in this generation，
黑暗嘅当中
，in this darkness，
神嘅恩典仍然为呢班人去传流。
God's grace is still preserved for these people。
唔单单系咁样样
，not only so，
神亦都希望同人去连上。
God wants to connect with people。
究竟神？怎样同人去连上呢
？How does God connect with people？
我哋嚟睇撒母耳记上三章四到十节。
We want to read verse 4 to 10. Let's all read it in your own language. 耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：我在这里。就跑到以利那里说：你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说：我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说：我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子，因此以利对撒母耳说：你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说：耶和华请说，仆人警听。撒母耳就去仍睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，像前三次呼唤说：撒母耳啊，撒母耳。撒母耳回答说：请说，别仆人敬听。
在这个黑暗的世代里面
，In this dark age，
神去呼召人。
God called His people。
而我哋呼召人嘅神呼召人嘅时候
，As God calls His people，
人要做啲乜嘢咧
？What should people do？
我哋第二大点系呼召中嘅回应。
So point two, responding to the callings。
当呢位少年人撒母耳
，This boy Samuel，
佢瞓觉嘅时候喺呢个晚上
，On night at night he was sleeping。
佢有一个唔一样嘅经历。
He had this unusual experience。
喺佢睡梦中冇预计嘅底下，神就 call 佢啦。
So God called him in the midst of his sleep。
第四节嗰度讲哇耶和华。呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：我在这里。
So verse 4 it says, then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, Here I am.
我哋谂咧，我哋谂嘅时候，呢个半夜应该呼唤系好细声噶嘛。
So in the middle of the night, it's probably just a whisper.
即系撒母耳，撒母耳咁样。
So it's like Samuel, Samuel.
但系原来原文嘅意思里面呢个呼唤系有大声嘅呼喊嘅意思啊。
But in the original text, it's actually it's a loud voice.
呢个呼唤咧，第一次出现喺圣经里面系发生喺边一度咧
？The first time this word appear in the Bible is
就是神称光为昼，称暗为夜这个地方。
That God called light at the day and then darkness at night.
这个称是就是呼唤了。
So this call is the call here, the same.
所以这个呼唤是满有能力，满有权柄的。
This calling is full of power and is full of strength.
所以不是我们想象中的这么小声，撒母耳，撒母耳。
So it's not a whisper as we imagine.
而是很大声的，撒母耳，撒母耳。
It's a loud cry that says, Samuel, Samuel.
原来神在那个时候很大声去呼唤人了。
So at that time, God gave this loud cry.
但有几多人去听见呢
？But how many people listen to God？
当神去呼召人嘅时候
，as God calls His people，
原来都要睇人嘅回应噶。
It depends on people's response。
头先李恩牧师讲过
，So Pastor Leanne just mentioned，
以利第一个问题系喺佢唔敬畏神嘅里面啊。
以利 did not live in the fear of the Lord。
而佢另外一个问题就系佢听见神嘅说话。
And the second point is that he heard the word of God，
但系佢唔懂得点样去回应。
But he didn't know how to respond。
喺上一章里面有神人嚟同佢。
So in chapter 2, actually, the man of God came to him.
一直提醒他, 你要 悔改，你要教你个仔唔好再做呢啲事情啦。
Reminded him to repent and tell his son not to do such things。
但伊利竟然冇回应啊。
But Eli did not respond。
应该咁样讲，佢应该唔识得点样回应。
Or we should say that Eli didn't know how to respond。
喺呢一章亦都一样。
In this chapter is the same。
佢知道神对撒母耳说话。
He knew that the Lord was speaking to Samuel。
佢一定好好奇想知道神同撒母耳讲啲乜嘢咧。
Of course he was curious what God was telling Samuel。
第十七节嗰度竟然好似有啲用恐吓嘅语气同撒母耳讲啊。
But in verse 17 he was like threatening Samuel。
佢话你若将神对你所说的话隐瞒一句，愿他重重降罚于你。
May God deal with you be it ever so severely if you hide from me anything he told you。
哇！撒母耳听见嘅时候，一定即刻讲咩事啦。
So Samuel of course told him everything。
所以撒母耳就将一切嘅话告诉以利。
So Samuel told him everything。
并没有隐藏，
hiding nothing from him。
所以神透过撒母耳的口将这个审判宣告在以利的身上。
So through Samuel God told Eli about this judgment。
但当以利听见的时候，他做什么的反应呢？
So when Eli heard that, how did he respond?
第十八节那里竟然说，这是出于耶和华，愿他凭自己的旨意而行。
Verse 18, then Eli said, He is the Lord, let him do what is good in his eyes.
各位弟兄姊妹，如果当我们听见神的审判或者神的言语在我们生命里面，我们是不是都要去敬畏神啊？
So brother and sister, as we hear the word of God, and we hear the judgment from God, shall we stand in awe of God?
我们都要回应神啊嘛。
We must respond to God.
如果这个是一个审判的话，其实神是给人机会我们。
If it's a judgment, then God is giving us a chance.
去向他去悔改。
That we can repent.
但以利在这里，他就没有再呼求神。
But Eli did not cry out to God anymore.
如果讲得直接，就是神想怎样就怎样。
He just let God do whatever he wants.
他真的没有将神放在眼里面。
He didn't take God seriously.
也都没有悔改。
And he did not repent.
所以神最后就说。
So God at the end said.
他说以利家的罪孽虽奉献祭的礼物永不能得赎。
There was no atonement for Eli's house sins.
神去设这些赎罪祭是为着人去犯罪之后能够有一条出路。
So God sets up atonement so that when we sin, there is a way out for us.
但以利家在这里亵渎了这个祭物。
But the house of Eli actually defiled and desecrated this offering.
玷污了整个圣殿。
And desecrated the whole holy temple.
所以他们的罪连献祭都不能够赎去。
So their sin cannot be atoned.
但我们要怎样去回应神呢？
So how should we respond to God?
今天的经文我们看到撒母耳他却是不一样的。
But Samuel was different from these scriptures.
撒母耳他对权柄是很有反应的。
Samuel respond well to his authority.
正好用跟以利刚刚的相反。
Just the opposite in contrast to
Eli. 他一听见有人叫他的时候，他就立刻去跑去以利那里。
So he heard someone calling him, so he ran to Eli.
这个跑是迅速的意思。
So ran here means run quickly.
听见撒母耳。
So someone called him Samuel. So Samuel just,
yeah, 以利是不是说他是刚刚睡醒觉半夜、哦、
So he was woken up like in the middle of the night.
他就这样冲 去找以利。
So immediately he went to Eli.
你看到他对权柄的反应 是很充足的。
See, he had very good response to his authority.
神就是看中他的这一点。
That's why God looks upon him.
神需要在那个时间里面有人对他的话有反应。
God needs someone to respond to his word at such a time.
其实神应该不断地在以色列找。
I believe that God has been kept looking for these people.
但除了撒母耳之外，没有一个人能够去对他说话有回应。
But no one else respond to his word besides Samuel.
如果神找到的话，耶和华的话一早已经传遍以色列了。
If God had found someone else, then the word of God will just spread throughout the whole Israel.
所以神看重撒母耳这个有回应。
So that's why God considered him highly because he was responsive.
有属灵敏锐度的人。
And he was spiritually sensitive.
但我们看到撒母耳虽然他的反应很快，
Even though Samuel respond quickly，
但是那时圣经里面写第七节那里说他仍然未认识耶和华。
But in verse 7 it says that now Samuel did not yet know the Lord，
意思是说他仍然未跟神建立一个合宜的关系。
That means he has not got this appropriate relationship with God。
所以虽然他回应，但他的对象回应错了。
So he responded but to the wrong person。
但当他听见以利的教导之后，
As he heard the teaching from Eli，
他知道原来是神，他就立即跟神说，耶和华请说仆人敬听。
So because of the teaching of Eli， he knew that it was the Lord calling him， so he just say， speak Lord for your servant is listening。
各位弟兄姊妹，我们要有这个能听的特质。
So brother and sister， we must have this listening characteristics。
我们要有这个愿意回应的特质。
And we need to have the characteristic that we are willing to respond。
不知道大家有没有发觉在你的公司的里面，
Maybe in your company，
无论是你的上司，
Maybe it's your boss，
或者是教会里面的牧者，
Or pastors in our church，
或者你生命里面的权柄，
or authority in your life.
佢哋都中意身邊嘅人咧，係願意回應噶。
They like someone who is responsive to be around them.
佢中意留呢啲人喺佢哋身邊噶。
They want to have these people around them.
如果連我哋都係咁樣睇嘅話
，If we think like this，
神更加喜悅中意回應佢嘅人咧，去喺佢嘅身邊。
How much more so that God wants someone to be responsive around him？
撒母耳喺度，佢唔單止係回應。
Samuel didn't just respond to God。
並且佢呢份回應係帶住單純嘅。
And he was also very genuine。
你要知道撒母耳佢嘅生命從小就喺聖殿嘅裏面啦。
You know that Samuel grew up in the temple。
佢就看見以利兩個仔嘅惡行係幾咁差。
He saw the wicked behavior of Eli's two sons。
但係佢仍然乖乖喺度服侍神。
But he still he behaved himself and ministered to the Lord.
唔被玷污。
He was not defiled.
佢一直跟住神。
He continued to follow God.
佢唔被世界去塑造。
He was not being shaped by the world.
對咧，佢哋嘅惡行，撒母耳嘅生命完全唔受影響。
Samuel was unaffected by their wicked behavior.
所以神就揀選佢。
That's why God chose him.
神就對佢説話。
And God spoke to him.
各位弟兄姊妹，今日喺香港嘅世代裏面
，Brother and sister in the Hong Kong current situation，
我哋會唔會好容易被人去影響咧
？Are we easily influenced by others？
會人哋講啲乜嘢，我哋就信啲乜嘢咧
？Do we believe what other people say？
定係我哋單單去跟住神
？Or we just simply follow God？
我哋單單去跟住神俾我哋嘅呼召。
We follow the calling of God over our lives。
我哋唔好因為環境因為其他人因為自己的限制而不去跟隨神
We do not stop following God because of people, what people say or our environment
因為當我們心單單跟隨神的時候
As our hearts kept focusing on following God
神就會反轉我們的生命
God will turn our lives around
就好像祂反轉撒母耳的生命一樣
Just like God turned around the life of Samuel
讓撒母耳的生命成為世代的祝福
So that Samuel can be blessing to his generation
我都經歷這一份的呼召在我生命的裡面
I experienced God's calling over my life as well
在2011年的時候神透過 Anton Cruz 牧師對我有一個的呼召
So in 2011 God, through Anton Cruz gave me a calling
他說你要帶著一班的年輕人去到媒體裡面去為神發光
You will take a group of young people to the media and shine for God
你要帶出很多的大衛很多的 Esther 出來在媒體裡面去見證神
You will raise up a lot of Davids and also Esther to testify to the Lord in the media
當我聽見這個呼召的時候我其實一點都不明白
When I heard the calling I didn't understand
因為我根本不是一個媒體的人
Because I'm not a person of media
你叫我拍照我會張張照片都可以 out full 的
If you want me to take a photo every picture will be out of focus
如果你讓我拿住
If I was the one holding the camera at the back,
我一定會問你邊個掣先係撳錄影啊
Then I would ask you which one is the record button.
所以我並唔係一個專業嘅媒體人。
I'm not a professional media person.
但係咧，當我面對住呢個呼召嘅時候
，As I face this calling,
我同神講
，And I told God,
神，我生命裡面一切都係你嘅。
Everything in my life belongs to you.
如果你呼召我，我就願意去回應。
If you call me, I will respond.
當我回應神嘅心嘅時候
，As I respond to the heart of God，
我諗起神點樣拯救我。
I remember how God saved me.
由我以前好危難嘅生活
，From my really corrupt life before，
神將恩賜去俾我。
God gave me gifts.
神讓我聽見佢嘅聲音
，So that I can hear His voice.
以至到我能夠站喺度牧養年輕人
，So that I can disciple the youth.
我突然间心里面就出现一首歌。
Then there was a song in my heart.
你拯救了我生命，我先向一切单单讨你的喜悦。耶稣，我愿意为你活每一天，我心完全属于你。恳求用你的话语炼净我的心。耶稣，我决定用我一生来荣耀你生命。你拯救了我生命，我先向一切单单讨你的喜悦。耶稣，我愿意为你活每一天，我心完全属于你。恳求用你的话语炼净我的心，耶稣，我愿意用我一生来荣耀你生命。我就求神去使用我的生命。
I ask God to use my life.
求神炼净我嘅生命。
And purify my life.
一切我觉得唔得嘅地方。
Everything that I'm not capable of.
我都愿意交俾神。
I'm willing to surrender to God.
愿意回应神嘅呼召。
And respond to God's calling.
我知道，当我回应咗呢个呼召之后。
As I respond to God's calling.
我嘅生命就唔一样。
Our life is different.
喺呢九年间嘅里面。
In these 9 years.
我就带住年轻人喺媒体里面去高举神。
I take my youth with me to lift up the name of the Lord in media.
带住佢哋去敬拜神。
I take them with me to worship God.
我哋去到世界唔同嘅地方，我哋一同高举我哋嘅主。
We go to different parts of the world and we exalt the name of the Lord.
当我哋不断咁样去回应神嘅时候
，as we keep responding to the God,
神用佢嘅话语话俾我哋听，佢喺我哋中间。
God tells us with His word that He is in our midst.
喺今年年中嘅里面
，in the middle of this year,
香港经历呢个好大嘅动荡。
Hong Kong is experiencing such a turmoil.
神就感动我要带住一班年轻人去。将一啲歌咧写出嚟去祝福香港。
So God moved me with the young people to write songs for Hong Kong。
就喺呢个时候，头先大家听过嘅恩雨降临。
Then we just heard a song about the gracious rain upon Hong Kong。
或者喺网上面 YouTube 嘅里面呢、这个 Prayer for the City。
And we also have a song on YouTube that is Prayer for City。
都系喺呢个时候作嘅。
It was written by that time。
其实对于我哋嚟讲
，To us。
我哋身邊嘅朋友唔明白我哋點解要做呢件事。
Our friends around us do not understand why we are doing such things。
甚至我哋年輕人佢身邊有啲嘅朋友
，Some of the friends of our youth
會話俾你聽，依家唔係敬拜禱告嘅時候。
Tell them that it's not time to worship or pray。
唔該，你哋唔好做呢啲嘢啦。
Stop doing such things。
但我哋嘅年輕人仍然頂住。
But our youth stand firm.
仍然去跟随住神。
They continue to follow God.
跟随住神俾我哋呢个嘅呼召。
And continue to follow on the calling of God.
所以呢啲歌一首一首一首咁样写出嚟。
So we have one song after the other being written.
系因为我哋嘅教会年青人，佢哋单纯咁样去跟随住我哋嘅神，回应我哋神嘅呼召。
Because the youth of our church continue to follow God wholeheartedly.
我相信大家听过 Pray for the City。
You must have heard the song Prayer for the City.
我相信真係神去啟示 Johnson 去寫首歌出嚟。
I do believe it's from God's revelation that Johnson would be able to write such a song.
我聽到首歌裡面有幾句。
There is some line on this song.
佢話：這城市都是我的，我要捍衛禱告就係我嘅選擇。
So the city belongs to me and prayer is my choice.
不是因为我软弱，是因为我知道，我相信这城市是神的。
Not because I'm weak, but I believe that this city belongs to God.
当我们听见这句说话的时候
，As we hear the line,
我知道神在我们当中。
I know that God is in our midst.
因为很多很多的弟兄姊妹告诉我
，Because a lot of brothers and sisters told us.
当我们听完这首歌的时候
，After hearing the song,
就是这几句的说话
，Just few lines,
就让他们有力量向这黑暗里面去祷告。
So they continue to pray in the darkness.
就是因为我们每一个年轻人愿意这样去回应。
Because every of our youth is willing to respond.
今天这些 live worship 能够去上网。
That's why we can put on the live worship online.
能够去到世界每一个角落。
It's going to reach every corner of the
world. 将神的光带到向世界每一个角落当中。
And take the light of God to every corner of the world.
宣告神是每一个国家的光。
And declare that God is the light over every nation.
神是每一个国家的盼望。
And He is the hope of every nation.
就是因为我们每一个年轻人就是这样去摆上。
Because every of our youth is willing to offer themselves.
好，我们将掌声归给我们的神。
Give our God a big hand.
Appreciate 我们一班的年轻人。
And we deeply appreciate our youth.
影响这个世代，年轻人真的可以为神发光。
To impact the generation, the youth shall shine for God.
但是你听完之后，你的反应是什么呢？
But what is your response hearing this?
我们在黑暗当中等候神作工啦。
So we wait for God to move in the midst of darkness.
但是今天神都呼召你。
But today God is also calling you.
你会好像以利那样眼目昏花，哎呀，他讲一下算了，不关我事啦。
Are you like Eli whose eyes were so dim that you just think it's nothing to do with me?
因为你好像摇机那样，好像我们的年轻人这样起来回应神呢。
Or you are just like Ezra and also our youth to rise up and respond to our God.
这个是你的选择。
This is your choice.
但是感恩的是
But thankfully,
当我们选择回应神
As we choose to respond to God,
我们相信我们可以影响这个世代。
We believe that we can impact the generations.
神的同在就临到我们。
The presence of God shall come upon us.
我们每一个人都可以在同神的同在当中被兴起。
We can all rise in the presence of God.
我们去到第三点。
Now our third point.
请大家一起读第19至第21节。
Let's all read verse 19 to 21 in your own language. 撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到伯士巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，传到以色列全地。
以色列全国人都知道撒母耳是上帝的先知。
So all Israel knows that we know that Samuel was a prophet of the Lord.
大家见到啦，耶和华与撒母耳同在。
We know that the Lord was with Samuel.
让佢所讲嘅一句都唔落空。
Let none of his words fall to the ground.
一句都唔落空咧，原文即系话一句都冇落喺地嗰度咁解。
So that means none of his words fell to the ground.
从但到别士巴，即系所有嘅以色列境外咁解。
So from Dan to Beersheba, that means the whole Israel.
由南界去到北界。
To the southern territory, to the northern territory.
以色列嘅全国。
All Israel.
都听见神嘅声音。
They all heard the word of God.
第廿一节话耶和华又在示罗显现。
Verse 21, the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh.
显现系被看见嘅，系睇得到嘅。
Appear, that means he was visible, he was
seen. 而透过嘅途径咧，就系神将自己嘅话默示俾撒母耳。
Because he revealed himself to Samuel through his word.
大家见唔见到由第三章一节嘅耶和华嘅言语稀少？
From verse 1 of chapter 3, that in those days the word of the Lord was rare.
到而家就系撒母耳将神嘅话传遍以色列地。
But here the Samuel spread the word of the Lord to all Israel.
大家见唔见到嗰个分别有咁大啊
？Can you see the huge difference?
原来我哋有神嘅同在。
With the presence of God,
我哋就可以影响呢个世代。
We can impact the generations.
乜嘢系神嘅同在呢
？What is the presence of God?
就系你谂嘅、你讲嘅、你做嘅、你想嘅，全部都系属于神嘅。
Whatever you say, whatever you think, whatever you do belongs to God.
你自自然就有神嘅同在啦。
Then the presence of God will be with you.
你想唔想有神嘅同在啊
？Do you want the presence of God？
让我哋谂嘅、想嘅、讲嘅、睇嘅，全部都系属神嘅。
Whatever we think, we see, we speak, we do belongs to God。
啱啱咧，上个呢个月嘅月朔祷告会
，in the last this month's monthly prayer meeting，
牧师师母咧讲佢哋喺呢一个米歌安哲卢嘅经历。
So Pastor Joshua and Simon share about the experience of this Michelangelo's work。
竟然咁啱得咁巧咧，就有一个叫做。Mike, Michelle 有一个叫做 Angela 同佢哋一起去经历。
And their trip was actually accompanied by Michelle and Angela.
我听到之后，我毛管有啲冻啊。
So I have this goosebump around me.
点会咁啱得咁巧噶
？What a coincidence!
呢个就系神嘅同在。
This is the presence of God.
我都觉得我好有神嘅同在。
I think that I'm full of the presence of God too.
啱啱咧，我度完蜜月之后
，After my honeymoon。
我咧就想咧将我嘅羔羊婚宴咧放上网。
I want to put the wedding of the lamb of my wedding online。
已经放咗啦嘛，系咪
？Of course, it's already online。
但我想更多人咧睇咗之后有更大嘅影响。
I want to impact more。
咁我就想咧就有中文字幕。
I want to have Chinese subtitles。
你知啦，两个几钟头啊，打个中文字幕。
You know, it's like an over 2 hours long video, and you need the subtitles.
咁我咧就喺群组咧问咧，可唔可以帮忙啊
？So I asked in the WhatsApp group if anyone could help.
我咧就系礼拜二咧就喺个群组问童工嘅。
So I asked my coworkers on Tuesday.
啲童工都几好嘅，都有回应我嘅。
My coworker did respond to me.
都睇下点啦。
They say, "Oh, we'll see."
点知咧？嗰、那個禮拜有深訪團嚟訪問我哋教會喎。
That week actually we receive an in-depth visit from overseas pastors。
喺禮拜三咧，師母就咁樣講啦。
So on Wednesday, 師母 said，
我想禮拜五咧喺學房咧全部睇羔羊婚宴。
On Friday, the Bible school will all watch this wedding of the Lamb。
因為佢哋咧好多台灣嚟噶嘛。
Because a lot of them came from Taiwan。
都唔識廣東話嘅。
They did not understand Cantonese。
咁點啊？
So what do we do?
禮拜四咧，成個媒體部門咧分好多 team 嚟打中文字幕。
The media team divided into many groups and type out all the Chinese titles. I really felt that I had the presence of God.
我諗下就成就啦。
I was just thinking about it and it happened.
結果禮拜五咧，我就見到一個講出嚟嘅中文字幕嘅羔羊婚宴。
So Friday night, all Chinese subtitle was typed out.
神係咪對我好好啊
？God is very good to me.
我冇同師母講我想要中文字幕㗎。
I didn't tell 師母 I want Chinese subtitle.
呢個就係神嘅同在。
That is the presence of God.
你唔使恨啦。
Don't be jealous of me.
你自己都有㗎。
You can have it yourself.
你亦都可能話。
Maybe you think.
我好想影響呢個世代喎。
I want to impact this generation.
但我五音不全㗎。
But I can't sing.
姚基你又好啦。
Asper, you are good.
你又識作曲。
You can compose.
哇，你又靚仔高大威猛。
You're handsome, tall, dark, handsome.
你走又走得快過人。
You run quickly as well.
你射籃好勁㗎嘛。
You are good at basketball as well.
但我乜都唔識㗎。
But I know nothing.
我年紀又唔細。
And I'm not that young.
我點影響呢個世代啊
？How can I impact this generation?
只要你回應神。
As long as
你一定可以用你嘅方法嚟影响呢个世代。
You can impact this generation your way。
哎呀，唔好意思，我又要讲我嘅羔羊婚宴。
Now I want to talk about my wedding again.
当我咧为我嘅夜晚嘅宾客咧想预备一份礼物
，I want to prepare a present for our nighttime guest。
有啲咩礼物咧可以祝福我嘅宾客咧
？How can I bless my guest？
我突然之间谂到。
Then I think about
one thing. 如果將我同我嘅良人嘅愛情故事
，the love story between me and my husband，
用一本漫畫嚟到呈現
，will be depicted in a like a cosmic book. 係
咪好好啊
？Isn't that good？
在座咁多位，你邊個想睇㗎
？Anyone want to have that cosmic cartoon？
哎呀，竟然有人唔舉手㗎！
嚇 ，some people did not raise that. They already got it.
啊，咁我咧就整咗一本咁嘅漫畫啦。
So this is my book, my love story book.
其實我好想藉住呢一本嘅漫畫
，I really want to through these cartoon books
去傳福音
，to evangelize。
所以裡面咧有好多我嘅經歷
，a lot of my experience are recorded。
我好想啲人睇咗之後咧，相信神係真噶。
I want people to read it and realize that God is for real。
因為我同 Chris 嘅相遇係一個恩典同埋係神蹟嚟噶。
My encounter with Chris is such a grace。
大家有冇諗下越立2019？
You know, acceptable 2019.
我一月份咧就拍拖。
I start dating in January.
我十月就結咗婚啦。
And I got married in October.
今日係我結婚第63日啦。
Now is the 63rd day of my wedding.
一個咁神奇嘅故事。
What a miracle!
係咪好值得去傳揚啊
？It's worth spreading it.
所以我好感恩有咗呢一本漫畫。
I'm thankful to have this book.
我希望咧大家買翻去之後
，I want you to buy it.
聽緊啦，就嚟有得買噶啦。
It will be on sale at Olive Tree Bookstore.
大家起碼買十本八本啊，係咪啊
？You should buy at least 10.
好平嘅啫。
It's very cheap.
因為傳福音嘅。
Because it's for evangelism.
我唱歌嘅歌喉咧係過氣嘅歌喉啦嚇。
You know I'm not this old
time. 青年人咁樣跳下跳下跳下，我冇乜力啦嘛，係咪
？I don't have the strength to jump up and down.
但我相信呢一本嘅小漫畫書。
But I believe this book
可以成為好多人嘅祝福。
Will be blessing to many.
但你可能又話
，Maybe you say，
耶牧師你就識寫劇本又整漫畫啫。
You can write books, you can write this play.
我唔識㗎。
I can't.
但我想問下大家。
But I want to ask you.
你有冇去買嘢啊
？Do you go shopping？
你有冇去睇醫生啊
？Do you go to doctor？
你有冇咧去搭車啊
？Do you go take a bus？
知唔知道你只有一個心智
？As long as you make up your mind，
你就可以影響呢個世代。
You can impact the generations。
今日下晝咧，我本來應該咧好認真咁樣去預備我嘅講道。
This afternoon I should have been very serious preparing
my sermon。但我嘅好朋友咧，佢需要我陪佢去睇醫生。
My good friends need me to go to the doctor with her。
我覺得我要先關係後事。
So relationship before ministry.
結果我就陪咗佢葵芳睇醫生。
So I accompany her to 葵芳 for the doctor.
因為咧佢嘅椎間盤突出。
Because she has this sciatica.
神經線壓得佢非常之痛。
So she had this nerve pain.
我要陪伴佢咧就被醫師咧幫佢一整骨啦咁樣啦嚇，砌啊嘛。
So she went for massage.
咁砌完之後咧，我就讚呢一個嘅整骨師啦。
So after the massage, I told this the practitioner.
哎呀，你做得好好啊
！You did a great job.
你知唔知呢個朋友咧係教會嘅傳道人嚟㗎
？Do you know that she is a preacher at a church？
啊，佢梗唔知啦。
Of course, the practitioner didn't know.
哎呀，我話我好想祝福你啊
！I really want to bless you.
佢話好啊。
He said, "Yeah, of course."
啊，咁我個朋友話佢係牧師嚟㗎。
And then my friend told her that. 咁我就祝福佢啦。So I blessed him.
我話祝福你啊，就幫到好多人。
I bless you.You'll be able to help many others.
我祝福你咧，每一个病人咧喺你嘅诊治之下都可以得痊愈。
And every of your patient will be recovered.
当我为你祝福嘅时候
，As I pray for you,
耶稣话俾我听
，Jesus tell me,
你系一个好善解，你系一个好善良嘅人。
You are a kind person.
长话短说
，So long story short,
我就带咗佢信耶稣啦。
I brought him to Christ.
有冇佢个靓样打出嚟啊
？We should have a photo.
哇，系咪几英俊潇洒啊
？Wow, tall, dark, and handsome.
这个是神送给我的礼物。
That's a gift from God to me.
你可能觉得你耶牧师你先得嘅啫。
So you may think that it's only for you, Pastor Leanne, to do.
同你隔篱哥讲你都得噶。
Tell your neighbor you can do it as well.
我哋要影响呢个世代。
We want to impact the generation.
我哋要为神发光。
We want to shine for God.
用你微小嘅一份。
Just whatever you have.
你愿意摆上。
You are willing to give.
无论系作曲。
Maybe it's composing a song.
无论同陌生人倾一句说话。
Or talking to strangers.
你就影响紧呢个世代啦。
You are impacting this generation.
我啱啱睇咗一部电影。
I just watched a movie.
喺呢部电影嘅当中，神同我说话。
And God spoke to me through the movie.
佢同我讲。
He told me.
喺呢个世代。
In this generation.
我只系拣选少部分人去影响呢个世界。
I'm choosing just a minority to influence the whole world.
但我拣选你。
But I have chosen you.
今日在座的每一位，
Every one of us here,
我代表神告诉你，
On behalf of God, I'm telling you,
我拣选你们这里每一个，
I choose every one of you here,
去影响这个世代，
To impact the generations.
跟着神告诉我，
And God told me,
你唔好辜负我对你嘅托付。
Do not let down my mission for you.
喺呢套电影嘅中间
，on the during the middle of this movie，
神就咁同我讲
，God told me，
你唔好辜负我对你嘅托付。
Do not let down， do not let me down。
今日神都同你讲
，and God is telling you today，
唔好辜负神对你嘅托付。
Do not let God down。
我哋要起嚟影响呢个世代。
We must arise and impact the generations. 而家
香港太黑暗啦。
Hong Kong is in such a dark time.
我哋等候神嘅工作。
We wait for God to move.
让我哋都好似撒母耳一样咁样嚟回应神。
Let us be like Samuel and respond to God.
唔好睇你自己微笑。
Do not look at how insignificant you are.
神拣选你。
God has chosen you.
神嘅同在要兴起你。
The presence of God shall rise, raise you up.
让你讲嘅说话冇一句落空。
Let none of your word fall to the ground.
唔好辜负神对。
Do not let God down.
让我哋一同起立。
Let's all rise.
让首诗歌嚟回应我哋嘅神。
And we respond to our God.
你哋的恩雨降临这地，和平之君愿你为这城注入你的香气，愿你的光照亮这黑夜。
So Jesus changed them.
耶稣改变我同耀基。
Jesus changed me and us.
今日神都可以改变你嘅环境。
Today God can change your environment.
我喺度发出一个呼召。
Today I want to give out this call.
每一位新朋友。
Every newcomer.
如果你而家喺个黑暗当中。
If you are in darkness right now.
你有啲事情靠住你，你冇办法知解决。
There's things that unsolvable in your life.
或者你嘅亲友而家个极黑暗嘅里面。
Maybe your families are in darkness.
你嚟接受耶稣啊！
Come and receive Jesus.
耶稣嘅爱要嚟帮助你，改变你。
The love of Christ shall change you and help you.
进入你嘅家庭里面。
And bring light into your family.
如果你愿意接受耶稣嘅
，If you are willing to receive Jesus,
或者你轻轻举起手让我见到。
Please put your hand up.
有冇第一次嚟嘅新朋友
？Maybe you are
newcomers. 你从来未试过接受耶稣嘅
？You have never publicly
received Jesus. 你轻轻举起手让我见到啊，有冇啊
？You can put your hand up so that I can see.
勇敢嘅举起你嘅手啊！我见到啊。
Be brave and put your hand up.
请你更加勇敢嘅嚟到台前啦！
We encourage you, invite you to come to the
front. 接受耶稣嘅祝福。
Receive the blessing.
你要改变呢个世界。
You can change the world.
仲有冇咁嘅新朋友啊
？Anyone else？
如果你喺个困苦嘅当中
，Maybe you are in distress.
你觉得香港唔知个前路如何
？You don't know what's the way out for Hong
Kong. 甚至你唔知道出路系点样
？You don't know what is the way out for you.
耶稣要使用你嘅生命。
God wants to use your life.
无论你嘅经济嘅问题
，Maybe it's your financial problem.
婚姻嘅问题。
Or maybe marriage problems.
家人健康嘅问题。
Or health issues.
神都要帮助你。
God wants to help you.
仲有冇咁嘅新朋友啊
？Anyone else?
如果你有带新朋友嚟嘅
，If you got your friends
with you, 请你问一问佢啊。
Go ahead, ask him.
一齐出嚟嚟到台前，去接受主耶稣。仲有冇咁嘅新朋友
？Anyone else?
我哋俾掌声主耶稣。
Give our Lord a big hand.
邀请你咧闭上眼睛。
I invite you to close your eyes。
邀请阿耀基带你做一个接受耶稣嘅祷告。
请你跟住一句一句，耶稣我多谢你。
耶稣我多谢你。
你认识我。
你认识我。
你拯救我嘅生命。
你拯救我嘅生命。
耶稣我愿意。
耶稣我愿意。
将我嘅生命去俾你。
将我嘅生命去俾你。
求你嘅宝血。
求你嘅宝血。
洗净我一切嘅罪。
洗净我一切嘅罪。
你带领我前面人生嘅道路。
你带领我前面人生嘅道路。
你嘅光照进响我生命嘅当中。
你嘅光照进响我生命当中。
一切的黑暗都要退去，
一切黑暗都要退去。
多谢耶稣，
多谢耶稣，
奉耶稣名求，
奉耶稣名求。
阿门，
阿
门。哈利路亚。
好多谢主，我哋请几位朋友去到旁边，我哋继续帮助你。 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
多谢 Leanne 同
Well, we thank Pastor Leanne and ASAP.
两代嘅
The two generations they share together.
哇，头先京君嘅歌声好让我
And Debbie's voice is so moved.
感謝神
and I thank God for
敬拜為你的生命的改變為你一家感恩
I'm so thankful for the change in the life of Debbie and the whole family
我們大家一起再來讀撒母耳記上第三章
Let's all read it together 1 Samuel chapter 3
第三節
Verse 3
神的燈在神耶和華殿內的約櫃那裡還沒有熄滅撒母耳已经睡了。
The Lamb of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of God is.
和合本的翻译同埋呢一个英文是不同的。
The translation in the Chinese Union version is different from the English version.
英文是比较接近原文。
The English version is more close to the original.
所以我哋睇英文嗰个系准确。
So if you look at the English translation,
耶和华嘅灯。仲未熄滅。
The Lamb of God had not yet gone out.
撒母耳睡在耶和華的殿內。
And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord.
那裡有神的櫃。
Where the Ark of God was.
請將我去過示羅呢個地方。
We had been to Shiloh.
喺嗰個地方嗰時仲未開發，我哋去到嘅時候係一堆嘅亂石啫。
It wasn't really renovated, and it was just a pile of rocks.
現在去咧就已經係封咗起嚟㗎啦，圍咗起嚟。
They have fence around the spot now.
呢度應該
係
好早好早期。
2012.
啊，呢個就係示羅嘅地方。
That's the place where Shiloh was.
OK， 我哋另外咧。再睇一張相。
Then the next picture，
啊呢張就係我哋喺示羅嗰個地方去禱告，我哋喺度抬約櫃。
And that year we went to do the prayer walk and we carry the ark。
哇！嗰時個天突然之間現出咁樣嘅晚霞出嚟。
As we did this prophetic act, the sky shows a wonderful sight。
神話俾我知，我喺度啊。
And God was telling us He was with us。
哇！呢張相你睇下，好靚。
Well, that's a beautiful sight.
我哋一班人企喺嗰個地方。
And the scene, we were carrying the ark in the prophetic ark. In this prophetic ark, we carried the ark.
天上就係咁樣嘅顏色啊。
And the scene was shown in the sky.
神好同在。
God's presence.
我想將大家咧帶翻呢個場景。
And I want to bring you to this the scene here.
喺摩西嘅年代就做咗約櫃啦。
The tabernacle was built in the Moses time.
是公元之前1400年。
It's about 1400 BC.
咁经过摩西嘅年代，再经过约书亚嘅年代。
Then after Moses time and Joshua's time.
约书亚就系110岁去世啦。
Joshua was passed away at the age of 111.
咁再经过士师记同埋路德记嘅年代。
Then after time the Ruth and the Judges.
就系撒母耳记上。
Then it came to the first Samuel.
其实士师记、路德记同撒母耳记上都系撒母耳写嘅。
The book of Ruth and the Judges and 1 Samuel was written by Samuel.
所以撒母耳所记载嘅就喺约书亚之后，直至到佢自己嘅年代。
So what Samuel had written was the time after Joshua until his.
我哋咁样计咧，就系从约书亚之后咧，大概系唔到300年。
So after the generation of Joshua, within 300 years.
就係摩西之後，就係380年左右啦。
So 380 years after Moses，
咁扣咗約書亞嗰咗80年啦。
So let's say you subtract 80 years for Joshua，
所以就係士師記嘅年代。
That comes to time of Samuel the Judges。
祭司以利咧就喺士師記嘅年代嘅時候作祭司嘅。
The priest Eli was the priest in the time of Samuel。Before Samuel
喺士师记
in the Judges
啊，就头先我哋所讲嘅，我就解释耶和华的殿嗰阵时应该未有殿嘅，系咪
？There wasn't
系大卫先建殿啊嘛。
Oh, the temple was built after David。
所以嗰时未有殿嘅，但系经过咗成三四百年啦。
There wasn't a temple, and after 300 or 400 years,
嗰個會幕亦都冇用咯喎。
The tabernacle was missed.
其實就頭先所大家所睇嘅嗰啲嘅石頭啦。
So you didn't see a tabernacle there. You saw a pile of rocks.
所以撒母耳記為耶和華嘅殿。
And so Samuel said the temple of God
係神嘅殿嚟嘅，其實就係、是、我相信個殿咧，亦都按照住會幕咁樣去間。
I believe that temple was built according to the pattern of tabernacle, and they have some rocks.
所以假設咧，呢個地方咧就係嗰個嘅放約櫃嘅地方。
Let's say this is a place to put the Ark of Covenant.
喺約櫃前邊咧就係聖所啊嘛。
Before the Ark of the Covenant is the holy place.
喺呢個地方有金燈台。
And there is the lamp, the menorah.
喺呢個地方就係陳設桌。
And there was the table of showbread.
中間就係金香壇。
So in the middle is the golden altar.
嗱，咁聖經就話撒母耳就侍奉喺耶利面前侍奉耶和華。
It says Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli.
當那些日子，耶和華的言語稀少，不常有默示。
In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions.
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could not barely see,
至聖所呢度係聖所。
So there's holy place and the most holy.
應該咧，以利嘅屋就喺附近啦，佢住嘅地方。
Eli's house must be
喺隔離。
Just neighbor.
咁我哋跟住咧就講第三節啦。神的燈在耶和華殿內，神的燈還沒有熄滅。
The lamp of God had not yet gone out.
即係就嚟熄啦，但係仲冇熄。
Is almost gone, not yet.
其實係講金燈台嘅燈啊。
That means is the golden lamp.
跟住記載撒母耳睡在哪裏。
And then it says Samuel slept lying down there.
其實撒母耳咧，應該我嘅想像就係喺聖所入邊。
I imagine in the holy place.
有一張比 BB 床大啲嘅牀，就係俾撒母耳瞓嘅。
A bed specifically for Samuel to lie down.
因為以利眼目已經昏花啦。
Because Eli could barely see.
又精神又唔好啦，成日瞓覺啦。
He was weak and always.
又好肥啦。
And maybe he is very heavy.
行路又唔方便啦。
And he couldn't walk fast.
要上呢個金燈台咧。
So you have to climb up to the lamp.
上金燈台
係
好高嘅。
The lamp was hot, was
cold. 佢有一個 ram， 有個斜路咁樣行上去嘅。
So there is a ramp for you to go up.
行上去，然之後咧再經營呢個金燈台嘅燈。
To manage the lamp.
將嗰啲嘅灰啊倒咗佢。
You have to clean up.
啊，再將佢咧上面剪下佢。
And
收下嗰個火嗰條芯。
Make the lights up.
然之後讓嗰個火係不斷出嚟。
So continue the light of the
lamp. 呢個就係神嘅燈。
And that's the lamp of God.
有神嘅燈先至有默示。
And there, when there the lamp was light, there is vision.
眼睛又昏花。
Eli's eyes could not see.
佢啲仔又唔生性。
And his children were not behaving.
佢又上好難上呢個嘅 ram 啊。
So he himself
可能一上就跌咗落嚟。
Maybe he will fall down.
所以係靠撒母耳。
It all depends on Samuel.
撒母耳好細。
Samuel was small,
但他奉獻了給神。
But he was offered up to God by his mom.
他就應該睡在附近。
So he must have a little place to lie down.
經營這個燈呢，是祭司要日夜經營這個燈，不要讓燈熄滅。
Light up the lamp day and night, and never let it go out.
但是祭司做不到。
But Eli could not manage it.
燈又未熄滅，其實是神的恩典。
And it was grace of God that the lamp was not gone out.
在這個時候，撒母耳他小小個，
他
就
穿
著泥撒，就是祭司的衣服。
And he put on
the ephod. 就是穿著這個拿細耳人的衣服。
The ephod was on him.
睡在附近。
And he lay down, he just lay down right beside the lamp. 他
要日間夜晚。
Day and night.
起嚟經營呢個燈。
He managed the lamp.
小朋友。
It's just a little child.
Just little kid.
Just a little kid.
夜晚爬上嚟。
He had to climb up.
爬上去。
The ramp and
點呢個燈。
Make sure the light is there.
弟兄姊妹，假設呢個係你。
So if let's say if you were Samuel.
你係咩心情
？So what's your feeling?
这个老祭司，这个肥祭司，这个光头祭司，真系岂有此理。
He's Eli, he's old, he's fat, he's old, he's fat. How can you treat me like this?
啊，嗰两个哥又唔知点搞。
And then the two sons of you is
系咪一路行上去，爬上去，一路喊啊
？Maybe if he were you, maybe you would be crying.
佢系点嘅心情？
And so,
当我读呢段圣经时候，我仿佛睇到少年儿童嘅撒母耳。
I'll just imagine the young boy Samuel.
日以继夜
，day to night, night to day.
喺黑暗当中
，minister in the darkness.
已经几百年。
It's a few hundred years.
现在轮到佢。
Now it comes to his time.
而家冇人帮佢。
Nobody is helping him.
佢有小朋友。
He was a little boy.
他要开电的门，他要经营这个灯。
He has to open the gates, and he has to minister
the lamp. 他的师傅又老又眼又眼花，乜都睇唔到。
You know, his mentor was old and couldn't see.
他每日每夜都要爬上去。
So every day he had to climb up the lamp.
呢啲系大人做嘅
事。Minister, and that's supposed to be the job of an adult.
但现在佢做。
But was done by the little boy.
圣经记载他是侍奉耶和华。
The Bible says he ministered before the Lord.
他不带着苦毒。
He didn't bear any bitterness.
他不是伤心，不是流泪。
He wasn't in sorrow. He wasn't crying.
他是很有盼望，这样在那里等候神。
He waits hopefully.
侍奉神。
Minister before the Lord.
每日咁样爬上去。
Every day he will climb up.
当佢咁样做嘅时候
，as he did this，
当佢咁样等候嘅时候
，as he wait on the Lord，
有一日
，then one day comes，
佢瞓咗喺嗰度
，as he was lying down
喺约柜后边
，and just beside
神喺荣耀当中呼召撒母耳，撒母耳
，and the Lord called him Samuel， Samuel
三次。
Three times,
他就走去找以利，以利佬。
He ran to Eli.
祭司你叫我啊，师傅你叫我。
Eli, you call me?
以利就知道哦，唔系啦，系神叫佢。
It was the Lord.
所以就话俾佢知。
So he told him.
如果你再系咁嘅情况咧，
as you heard the Lord called you again,
童子敬听。
And here I am, Lord, I'm listening.
佢就真系再瞓啦。
Then he went back to lie down.
約櫃呢個地方，
and there was the Ark of the Covenant,
聖經咁樣記載。
The Bible says,
耶和華
the Lord
就嚟到撒母耳
瞓
嘅地方
，came to the place where
站立
Samuel lie down,
耶和華企喺嗰度。
The Lord stood there,
就好似從前嗰三次一樣
，just like the other three times.
今次就話撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊
，calling at the other times, Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳就仆人敬聽。
Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
佢回應神。
He responded to God.
有前面嗰個等候，然之後就有神嚟到佢嗰度。
There was waiting beforehand, and then the Lord came to him.
再有後邊九到十節嘅第十節嗰開始嘅神嘅默示就俾佢啦。
Then started with verse 9, the revelation of God came to Samuel.
佢所講嘅話一句都不落空。
That God would let none of his words fall to the ground.
弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters. 李恩
頭先分享咗佢嘅見證，係咪？
Pastor Lian just share her testimony.
佢好有神同在。
Yes, she had the presence of God.
當我睇後邊呢三節嘅時候
，But as I read the last three verses,
我發覺神對六一一對我同師母都係咁嘅。
The same, the Lord treated us, with the presence.
神同我同師母所講嘅話，冇一句落空。
Yes, none of our words fall to the ground.
神去向我向师母去显示佢自己。
God revealed Himself to me and my wife.
神将佢话默示俾我。
God gave us His revelation.
我就将佢嘅话传俾大家。
And I preach His words to you.
你睇下，一路以嚟呢十几年嚟，神俾我哋嘅启示有几多
？In the past 18 years, you can count how many times God revealed to us.
从新酒新皮袋
，from the new wine, new wine skin，
都系。这个新酒涌流
to the new wine flowing,
到珍珠
to the Pearl Conference.
哇！一路嚟到而家係 Michelangelo。
Now to this time we have the revelation of Michelangelo。
喺香港最需要嘅時候。
Just in time to need。
神就同我講耶路撒冷嘅平安。
God spoke to us the peace of Jerusalem。
求耶路撒冷嘅平安。
Ask for the peace of Jerusalem to come。
到今日我哋就係咁樣去。
Until this day we walk in this way。
弟兄姊妹。
So,
在这里最重要的一个开始
the important beginning,
童子撒母耳的
侍奉 the little boy Samuel, he has a heart to minister to God day and night.
他就在这样当中成长
He grew up in this way.
到有一天神跟他所说的话 他自己所说的话没有一句落空
His own words.What God had told him, none of his words fall to the ground. And he was waiting to be used by God. So I encourage myself with this message. And also to all of you. To all the co-workers. Let's all rise.
張開我們雙手。
Just open your arms to the Lord.
眯埋眼
，close your eyes，
个脸向住天，你个面向住天
，and our face up，
我哋仰望神
，just，
我正敬拜队咧唱一首歌，我哋喺呢个敬神嘅同在当中
，and just stay in His presence，
我哋向神表示我哋愿意等候佢侍奉佢
，just tell the Lord I'm willing to wait for you andminister
我平时关于你为这城
我们回应神的呼召
respond to his callings
愿你的光
兴起发光
rise and shine
神与我们同在
God is with us
耶稣这城市境
在这个黑暗的时刻
In the midst of darkness,
我哋侍奉佢，等候佢。
We wait on him. We minister to him.
圣灵啊，你触摸我哋嘅心。
Holy Spirit, come and touch our hearts.
你嘅灵进入我哋入边。
Your Spirit come in.
我哋等候你。
We wait on you.
我哋回应你。
We respond to you.
我哋为你兴起。
We want to rise for you.
耶稣这城市境需要你，愿你的恩与降临这
里。在你的灵里
，In your spirit，
圣灵将撒母耳童子撒母耳的侍奉等候放在你入边。
The spirit is putting in you the heart to wait and minister to God。
在黑暗当中。
Just as Samuel,
在别人都没盼望的时候
Everyone lose hope
我们仍然侍奉耶和华
We still minister to the Lord
日以继夜地等候祂
Day and night, night and day we wait on Him
神使用我们兴起我们
Use us, raise us up
进入我哋里边
，Your Spirit come in, enter.
我奉耶稣基督嘅名
，In the name of Jesus，
求圣灵充满我哋。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill us，
俾你一个等候嘅心，信心。
Give you the faith to wait on Him。
俾侍奉神嘅心放喺你入边。
Give you the heart to minister to him, Samuel.
无论如何，环境如何
，No matter what happens around you,
我哋仍然侍奉神。
We will continue to minister to him.
回应佢。
Will respond to his
calling. 为佢兴起。
And to rise up for him.
我奉耶稣基督嘅名祝福你。
In the name of Jesus, I want to bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah! 我将掌声归俾神。
All glory to him.
好，弟兄姊妹，我哋可以散会啦。请新朋友到台前，我哋为你介绍教会。
The newcomers can come to the front. We will take you for a tour.